Thank you for joining us for Grow Siouxland right here on KSEJ. This is Heidi Ranking with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, filling in for our president, Chris McGowan, who couldn't be here this morning. First off, we can't do this program without our sponsors. A big thank you to Chris Bogenreef and the team at NIA United for bringing us Grow Siouxland every Saturday morning right here on KSEJ. Well, I don't get to do this show very often, but I love to do it when I actually know the person sitting next to me. So good morning, Laura.
Hi, Heidi. How are you?
And I wanted to hesitate on your name because your name recently changed, but Laura Hartman with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is our guest this morning. Recently married, so the newest newlywed right here in Siouxland.
Yes.
Yes. Laura is the director of events for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. So all of those events that you hear that the Siouxland Chamber is doing, it could be a ribbon cutting. It could be our golf tournament. It could be our annual dinner, which we had this past fall. Or we're here today to talk about our key leader event. So Laura, tell us a little bit first about you. Chris always starts the program with a little bit about the person interviewing. So tell us a little bit about Laura. Where did you grow up? Where you went to college? All those good things.
I grew up in Hinton, just north of Sioux City. Graduated there in 2018, and I went to Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa, just about 30 minutes south of Des Moines. Graduated from there in 2021, came back to Sioux City. I worked for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Siouxland for about a year before I came to the chamber, and now I've been here for 2 years.
So of all of the events that you get to plan for the chamber, do you have a favorite?
I would say my favorite event would be the golf tournament, surprisingly.
Surprisingly. And that golf tournament just continues to grow.
It does. Last year we added a third course. So, and we're moving forward with that third course from here on out.
Do you golf?
I do not.
I thought I knew the answer to that. And I wish that I did. I did take lessons from a professional here in Siouxland many, many years ago when I hosted the morning show on 102.3 with Jeff, and the golf pro asked me not to come back. So if that gives you any indication on my skills, that's...
Well, I do have a golf committee, and it's full of men, and so they kind of handle that part of the golf tournament. But my first year, so in 2022, the golf pro at the Dunes, once the golf tournament kicked off, he took me to the side and gave me a lesson, and... it didn't work very well.
It didn't stick.
Nope.
And we recently had our holiday party at the Links here in Sioux City, and some of us got to show each other our skills. And I guess I'm glad it wasn't outside because I didn't have to chase the ball quite so far when it went the wrong direction. But back to our event. So we have a big event coming up with the Siouxland Chamber. It's called our Key Leader Event. So first, Laura, tell us a little bit about what that Key Leader Event is all about.
So the Key Leadership Welcome Dinner, if you know an individual that is new to Siouxland or new to a management or leadership role, you can nominate them as a key leader. A business may nominate them, or their supervisor may nominate them as a key leader. And at this event, it's an informal event. We have two MCs, Heidi being one of them, so I'll let her talk a little bit about that. But they introduce and recognize each of the key leaders, and we recognize 50 key leaders at this dinner.
Now, this event... I can't even tell you how long I've been emceeing the event with Bruce. It's been quite a few years. It was before I joined the staff at the chamber. So I've been here 8 years. So we've been doing this event, I know, longer than that. But it's quickly become one of those events that people look forward to because the chamber, a lot of people think of the chamber as a way to network. But I've never met anybody that says, I love to network. Sign me up to network. But this event really is that low-key, very informal way to get you to start building that business network. And I think it's one of my favorite events.
Yes, it's many of our ambassadors' favorite events. And you don't have to nominate or be a key leader to attend this event. If you just want to attend and meet this year's key leaders, you can still come.
So if you are a member of the Siouxland Chamber, you're able to attend the event. If you are brand new to your position as a chamber member, if you've just been promoted and have a new position, if you're brand new to the community, This is a really great way for you to meet other business professionals. You're going to attend this networking dinner, and beforehand, Laura and all of our wonderful Green Coat ambassadors have this wonderful questionnaire that you will fill out. And it asks a lot of different questions. Give them a few of them that might be on there.
What is on your bucket list?
Exactly. So we're going to ask you what is on your bucket list. We're going to ask you where you grew up, much like I did to start the interview, where you went to college. And then we're going to have you stand in front of the room. We have your picture up on a big screen. We have all the stats, where you work, what your professional title is. And then we start helping you connect to people in the room. It never fails. We have half the room that went to Iowa State, maybe, for example. The other half are Hawkeye fans, and we start helping those folks network. Maybe somebody's bucket list is to jump out of an airplane, and there's somebody in the audience that owns an airplane. We help you network that way. So it's out-of-the-box type networking, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I still remember Meredith Trepa, which is now Meredith Olson. Her fun fact was she can fold a fitted sheet. And I need to get with her and have her teach me that.
She did it really quickly. I remember that.
Yes.
We should call Meredith and see if she could give us a refresher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should make that an event.
We should make that an event. But it's kind of fun because people don't remember a lot of times. If you're professionally networking, they might forget your name. They might forget, oh, what company was she with? Or they might forget your title. But they're not going to forget the lady that could fold that fitted sheet. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to make connections that I think helps your brain a little better.
Absolutely.
We also get to eat a really good dinner. Do you know what's for dinner?
Aggie's is catering. And I don't know specifically, but I know chicken, potatoes, veggies, roll, whatever Aggie's caters, it's always delicious. So.
And where is our event going to be this year?
Country Celebrations Event Center.
And the date is?
February 27th. It's a Tuesday.
So Tuesday, February 27th at Country Events Celebrations right here in Sioux City. And if people are thinking about it, maybe how do they register? Maybe they're a chamber member and they'd like to nominate or bring somebody from their team to be a part of this event. How do they go about doing that?
You can go to our website to register. But if you have questions, feel free to give us a call here at the chamber. Or if you have my contact information, you can email me or give me a call and we can talk about it a little bit more.
And then do we know the cost?
It is $65 to attend.
So the key leadership event coming up on February 27th at Country Celebrations. It's one of the annual events that we do for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Laura Hartman is with us today to talk about that and some other events. We are going to take a quick break here and be right back in just a minute to talk more things Siouxland Chamber.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Grow Siouxland right here on KSEJ. Happy Saturday morning. This is Heidi Ranking coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Obviously not the voice you're used to hearing every Saturday morning. Chris McGowan, our chamber president, was unable to be here this morning. But great pleasure in welcoming again our guest and my coworker, Laura Hartman, the director of events with the Siouxland Chamber. Good morning again, Laura.
Good morning, Heidi.
And Grow Siouxland does not happen every week without the wonderful sponsorship from Chris Bogenried and his team at NAI United. So thank you again to Chris and the team for helping us bring Grow Siouxland and all things Siouxland to all the listeners every Saturday morning right here on KSEJ. So we're talking this morning about the Key Leadership event that's coming up in February, sponsored by the Siouxland Chamber. But since Laura's in the room and she handles all the events for the Siouxland Chamber, I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about those as well. So you handle everything that is event related for the Siouxland Chamber. And I think most people know us for those green volunteers and those green volunteers in those green jackets and those giant scissors. So tell us a little bit about ribbon cuttings, who can have those, what they celebrate, that type of information.
Yeah, so our new chamber members have the opportunity to host a ribbon cutting to celebrate their new membership. However, it doesn't have to stop there. Our members celebrating milestones throughout their business, we would love to have a ribbon cutting to celebrate that milestone. That may be moving to a new location, opening up a new location, anniversary that ends in 0 or 5.
Renovations, new services, anything under the sun,
yes.
Really. We'd love to celebrate our members and help them promote what they are doing, especially to all the local community. So ribbon cuttings, if somebody wants to have a ribbon cutting, how do they go about getting that scheduled?
Yeah, so they give us a call here at the chamber, email one of us, even if it's not me, Heidi, Angela, whoever it may be here in the office will connect you with me and we can go ahead and schedule that. I like to book those out 2 weeks in advance. And your ribbon cutting can be as simple or as extravagant as you wish. Some businesses like to pair it with an open house depending on what they're celebrating. We have some members celebrating some monumental anniversaries this year's 30th and 80th anniversaries. I know that I've been booking.
Wow.
So they'll pair that with an open house and it will kick off with a ribbon cutting.
And I always count every year. I think last year we did 108 ribbon cuttings for the calendar year. So there's always room for more.
Oh yes.
There's always room for more. So thinking about ribbon cuttings, and obviously that's something the chamber is well known for. There's a lot of other events that you do throughout the year. And you mentioned in the beginning of the hour that the golf tournament is one of your favorites. We have the golf date. Give us a little tidbit on what might be coming up in June.
So the golf tournament is on June 24th. It's the fourth Monday in June. It is always the fourth Monday in June. It will be held at the Sioux City Country Club, Dakota Dunes Country Club, and Green Valley. Registration will come probably early summer. And sponsorships are available right now. So if that is something that you're interested in, please get in contact with me. But this will be the second year that we've had a third golf course.
And I would have never thought that just adding that third golf course could be as seamless as it was. But we really didn't even notice that there were that many more golfers, or I thought this is going to be chaos. But you filled 3 entire golf courses and then fed everybody afterwards and made it look seamless.
Yes, 400, over 400 golfers with 3 courses, which is just insane. And how we got to that was we sold out the 2 golf courses within 30 minutes last year.
Wow.
And so we decided to add a third course because we're a membership organization and we want to make sure that we have as many members involved in our events as possible. And so we filled the third course.
And we did it.
We did it.
How about 4 and 5 courses?
I don't know about that.
Just thought I'd throw it out there just in case. What other events? I know we have our annual dinner. We just did that in the fall, but that's going to be coming up, especially as an event planner. You don't get much downtime. So what's that looking like this year?
Yeah. So that's coming up in September this year. We're actually hopefully close to booking our speaker for this year. So stay tuned for more information on that. But then in November, we just got done with this event. It's our Small Business Expo. We had over 60 vendors and over 400 attendees within, I think we changed it to 3 hours this year. And we held it at the South Sioux Marriott in South Sioux City, Nebraska. And it's the biggest Small Business Expo that we've ever had. I remember this event used to be held at Launchpad Children's Museum, the Sioux City Public Museum, and it's definitely morphed into something a lot larger.
And that event, I'm sure you know this, but was actually created many years ago by our ambassadors. I was an ambassador at the time, and a group of us got together, and The Siouxland Chamber, we have over 1,400 members from Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, and 70% of those are small businesses. Mm-hmm. And these are companies that might be one person operation. They might not have a huge storefront. They might not be able to get away to get to different events or meet other chamber members. So we created this event first to let them network with each other, but then for us to promote all of the great small businesses that are in this area, whether they're nonprofits and services that people don't remember or realize that we have here, or fun boutiques and places to shop, and having it right before the holidays, it seems to be the perfect time to remind everybody everything that's here.
Yes. And at the event, like Heidi said, many different industries, food and beverage, mm-hmm. and you can sample different food and beverages from our chamber members, services, financial, whatever it may be. There's a little bit of everything.
I love to talk to people at that event as well when they say, oh, I didn't know that was in Siouxland. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Siouxland had that. And you're like, yes, we have all kinds of wonderful things. Was there any event that we didn't hit? Did I forget anything?
There's a couple. I am not in charge of these events, but we do, coming up, we'll have Des Moines Day, mm-hmm. Des Moines Legislative Day. And then in February, we will have the 25th annual Peer Legislative Days in Peer, South Dakota. And then in April, our 69th Siouxland Washington Conference.
Chris and Barbara are already busy getting those events put together, and Teresa on our staff as well. And again, a lot of people think of the chamber as that spot where those green jackets and those giant scissors are doing ribbon cuttings, but also a ton of advocacy work. And if your business is facing any issue that's impeding your growth, things that are obstacles for you and your team, the Siouxland Chamber is here to help and to advocate for you and on your behalf. So if those kind of things are affecting your business, please let us know that as well. Before we wrap up today, I do want to just reiterate all of that information for the upcoming Key Leadership event. So just one more time, our Key Leadership event, all the who, what, when, where, Laura.
Yes, Tuesday, February 27th at Country Celebrations Event Center. Social hour will start at 4:30, followed by the program at 6 o'clock. We'll get you in and out by 8 p.m.
And if you are looking for a very fun way to network, again, if you don't want to be on stage or in front of the group as a key leader, if you're not new to your position or new to your company and you just want to meet a bunch of people at one time, it's a great event just to attend, enjoy dinner, and learn and watch and
You'll leave with your belly hurting from laughing and from the delicious food catered by Aggie. So your belly will be full and it will hurt from laughing when you walk away that evening.
Well, my only advice to anybody, if you ever get asked to MC an event, say you will only if Hollywood Bruce Miller from the Sioux City Journal is the other MC, because he makes it look really, really easy.
You both make it look seamless.
It's a lot of fun to get people to network on a real level and to, instead of this is my title and who I am, this is the fun things that make me who I am. And that's what makes people build relationships. So Key Leadership event, definitely one of my favorites. If people want to register, if you're a Siouxland Chamber member, Laura, how do people register for this upcoming event?
You can go to siouxlandchamber.com or give us a call here at the chamber. Anyone here in the office can help you. Or if you have my contact information, I can help you as well through email or by phone.
That sounds perfect. We hope everybody has a wonderful Saturday morning. Thank you for listening to this edition of Grow Siouxland right here on KSEJ. I'm Heidi Ranking, the Director of Investor Relations for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, joined by my coworker Laura Hartman, our Director of Events, and we're filling in this morning for Chamber President Chris McGowan. Thank you again for listening to Grow Siouxland. Thank you to our producer, Justin Barker, who makes us all sound hopefully professional and exactly how we're supposed to. So thanks, Justin, for all your hard work behind the scenes. And thank you to Chris Bogenreif and the team at NAI United for sponsoring Grow Siouxland right here on KSEJ every Saturday morning. Have a wonderful Saturday, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.